Hare Krishna. Just preparing to go to Moscow in about an hour or so. And I just made a brief podcast to Hungarian devotees who, in their eagerness to support Radha Kund, communicate their affection for her. This Radha Kund is Radha Kund Devi Dasi, who is an elderly, well-loved Vaishnavi in New Rajadam, who's just on the verge of leaving this world and entering into closer proximity to the Lord, into his pastimes, sort of arising some perhaps lack of sensitivity sometimes as to what her needs are and who should determine what her needs are. For example, sometimes when devotees go into her room to chant japa, they chant too loudly, too intensely. And that somewhat sort of disturbs the atmosphere. The sound of the holy name is always transcendental. But at the same time, Srila Prabhupada would also sometimes complain, for instance, when some devotees were chanting japa loudly in front of his window. He called it a disturbance. Another example is that devotees want to send messages of well wishes to her and want those messages read out. But they should be read out in a way and at a time that's conducive to her, that fits in with her state of sickness. I can't say well-being because there's nothing well about her. Her consciousness, when she's actually conscious or aware, a lot of the time she's resting. And who's to know that? Who's to know what is actually sujatiya? Who's to know what's actually the right mood or the right rasa? Ultimately, it's her carers, the devotees who are really dedicated 24 hours a day to nursing her, being with her, taking care of her really, really selflessly, very, very lovingly. It's something that in developing relationships, what to speak of in situations like this, we always have to be aware of what is the mood of the beloved, what is the mood of the other person. Because pure devotional service means anukulyena Krishna anushilina, not what's good for me, but what's good for them. And what's good for them is not necessarily something always that fulfills my own desire. But what's good for them is what will make me happy. And that's my ultimate desire. Srirupa Goswami describes this type of thing in detail. Rasa Das, he talks about rasa. Rasa means that we want to share love with Krishna, but we need to share that love in very established ways, in ways that he has defined, in ways that he wants. And unless we're in harmony with that, even our attempts to love Krishna can become a disturbance. So they can become siddhanta virodha, they can become rasa virodha, they can become conflicts in different mellows. And this is what rasa bhas is, and Srila Prabhupada describes that. So whether it be developing friendships, developing relationships with Vaishnavas, our family connections and relationships, we always need to be careful and sensitive to the overall dominant moods, to the moods of those who we're trying to interact with, and accommodate towards them. Of course, ultimately, it will be a sharing, it will be a meeting, but sometimes it's not a meeting. Sometimes one has to be fully submissive, and the willingness to be fully submissive to someone else's mood and someone else's needs is what love is. So in a circumstance like this, where Radhakund is in a very fragile, sensitive situation, then there's no question of meeting halfway. One has to be fully submissive to what is it that's good for her. And the people who will know what's really good for her are those people who are there watching, who are really attuned to her, who really love her and who show their love by doing all kinds of and the most menial services, because right now Radhakund is really in such a state where she can't do anything. So functions of the body, everything, all that has to be done by others. We need to show that type of love and trust for them. And so certainly our desire to show our affection to someone else when they are departing cannot be a source of conflict, because that's not the overall atmosphere that especially Radhakund would want to see when she's departing from this world, but rather an overall atmosphere of love and harmony. That's the type of atmosphere we need to generate in order to see someone off to Krishna's lotus feet. Hare Krishna.